You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vadrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and I have got some very exciting news for you because I am joined by Danielle Steers, one of the three leading ladies from the UK tour of The Cher Show. It's going to be in Nottingham at the Theatre Royal all of this week, and I have so many questions to ask you. Starting with Danielle, you're playing Cher in The Cher Show. How did that happen?
Well, I've always been a huge fan of Cher. And people have told me in the past that I sound like her and stuff. So when I found out that the show was on Broadway, I was actually out there doing Bat Out of Hell at the time. And I saw that it was on Broadway and I was like, oh my gosh, if that show ever comes to the UK, I just have to be in it. Like, there's no option. I have to be in it or else I'm quitting the industry. And I auditioned for it and here I am playing Lady, like literally dream role for me. So I'm super thrilled to be here. I feel so grateful to have the opportunity. But I'm just having the best time.
I bet. I mean, how did you react when you found out that you'd got the part? Like, especially if it's such a dream role for you.
Yeah, I did nearly fall off my chair when my agent called me. It was such a huge relief because I thought that I was going to have to find another job. But I remember exactly where I was when I found out and I had a little cry and I was just like so thrilled. It just felt like a huge, like, not weight had been lifted off my shoulders, but I was just like, oh my gosh, it's happening. Like, it's coming true. Like, yeah, it was just like a very exciting moment. And then I had such a long wait before they even announced the cast. And then it was a long wait before I started rehearsals. So yeah, it's been long, but we're here.
Yeah, we are here now. The show is on the road. That's what matters.
Yes.
And it definitely was worth the wait. I mean, I have to say, it may have been one of my favourite cast announcements of all time. Like the video with you all arriving at the airfield. What was that like to film?
Oh, that was so much fun. And like, we'd had no rehearsals before that day. This was sort of, I think this was about 2 weeks, a week before we started rehearsals. And I didn't know who the other two girls were until a few days before it. And I was really like nervous. And then I found out it was Debbie and Millie, and having worked with Debbie before and worked a little bit with Millie before, I was just like, oh my days, this is so exciting. Like, of course they're doing it. And we just had the best day, like with our outfits and then like us all arriving like via different modes of transport. And then the helicopter came, like it was just such a wild, crazy day. And I literally remember it forever. Like every time I see the trailer pop up, I laugh to myself because there's a bit where we're walking towards like the garage doors opening, and it looks like we're all like so cool and calm and like giving it diva, but we were actually so cold that day. Like it was freezing, and just before we started that, we had like big woolly dressing gowns on. They were like, okay, go, and we like threw the dressing gowns off and like started walking towards the door, and we were going, just picture ourselves on a hot beach, but like picture ourselves next to a roaring fireplace, and that's like us like talking as we're walking. You can just see our backs looking all gorge, but on the front we were not.
Yeah, I can't quite imagine sharing like a dressing gown or a huge woolly coat. Maybe that should have been the rebrand for the UK version.
Maybe, yes.
But you know, you mentioned Millie and Debbie there, and I have to say the three of you together is just like a trio of dreams. But it is such an interesting thing with the Cher Show that you're not only sharing the stage with other performers, you're sharing a character with them. I mean, what's that like as an actor?
Yeah, it is crazy. I love the concept. I think it's fabulous because, as I say to everyone who like interviews me or asks me, Cher is a whole lot of woman and it takes three of us to play her. And it's so interesting seeing how we all have our own Cherisms, but we're all so different at the same time. So it's lovely that when we do come together, we've all got little aspects of Cher. So if you could put us all into one person, then ideally we would be Cher. And I think it's so interesting how we've all watched her and studied her, but at different eras as well. Like, people forget that she spans like so many decades, and she was going like in the 60s, and how shy she was back then, and the like nervous tics that she had. and then like as Babe, and then finding herself as Lady and becoming a stronger woman and being sort of finding her inner voice to be able to stand up to the men in her life, and ultimately becoming Star and the icon that we all know and love today. People sort of forget that she had a life before that. Like, she's just always been Cher as you see her now, but she was so different back in those early days. So yeah, it is nice to come together and work with the other girls and pick up on little things that they do as well. It's really interesting. Yeah,
I was gonna say, like, what kind of research did you do to get into this part, particularly in terms of the voice? I mean, it's such an iconic sound, isn't it? There must be a lot of pressure to get it right.
Oh gosh, so much pressure. And I think we knew that going into the job, like, especially to play someone who's still alive today, you're open to a lot of criticism, and we've had it. But for the most part, it's been really good reactions. So it was a case of watching a lot of videos. Like, for me, it was watching the Sonny and Cher comedy hour, like endless like hours of watching episodes of that and trying to mimic her, the way she stands, the way she walks, doing it all in front of a mirror. And then listening to her on repeat constantly and trying to find, because she has such a specific way of singing and talking. Her vowel sounds are like very different to just like your standard American accent. So we had a dialect coach and we had a vocal coach. But the Cher voice is probably the hardest, and it's so hard to not go like so far that it sounds like a caricature and find that healthy balance between, but also not damage your voice at the same time. So we've got to be very technical about it. Which then maybe takes away some of the Cher-ness. But I always thought Cher had such a deep voice. And when I listen to her back, she actually doesn't have such a deep voice. It's just got deeper as the years have gone on. But yeah, it's been a whole process. Yeah, it's very hard. And I know the Broadway girls had a lot of sessions with Cher herself. Unfortunately, we haven't had that luxury. But I've got a feeling she will come and see the show at some time. So maybe she'll give us a few tips and tricks.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing. But can you imagine the pressure? I mean, what would you do if you got to meet Cher?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I don't know what I'd say to her. I just, she's an icon. She's so like ethereal to me. I feel like she's like from another planet. Like, yeah, it's wild. She's, yeah, goddess.
Yeah, I mean, goddess is absolutely the word, isn't it? And I guess a huge part of what plays into that, particularly in terms of the Cher show as a musical, is the visual style and the costumes. I mean, I've seen pictures of the outfits that were designed by Gabriella Slade, who I know you worked with before on Six, and they just look incredible. What is it like getting to wear those larger than life, gorgeous costumes every single night? Does it help you get into the character?
Oh, 1,000%. Like in rehearsals, I was like, yeah, I think I'm getting there. But as soon as we put the costumes and the wig, oh my gosh, the wig, like that just completely transformed me. But the costumes, I mean, they just make you stand very differently. You hold yourself differently. I tell everyone they weigh a ton. They're so heavy. But you can just imagine like that Cher's costumes also were like heavy or like so delicate. You've got to be so careful with them. But they're iconic. And a lot of things like we don't realize as well is out front, they light so well. They're so sparkly. They look, I've seen like the little clips from the advert now. And I'm like, oh my gosh, look at that costume. Oh my gosh, look at the sparkles that are flying off and like literally blinding the audience. They're amazing. They're iconic. And they're all based on Cher's iconic looks and, you know, the Bob Mackie costumes. Gabby's taken a lot of influence from them because, I mean, Cher is known for her style and being such a star icon. And I think Gabby's done the most incredible job at recreating these looks without them looking the same. I think that's a whole task in itself.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? And you have got such an esteemed collection of people working on this production. Like Arlene Phillips is directing it. Oti Mabuse has done the choreography. Did you feel, and this may be a weird way of phrasing it, but Did you feel like you were in safe hands when you went into the rehearsal process?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, also, it was just so nice to have such a strong female creative team and to have those women lifting up other women. It was really wonderful, along with James Cousins and James Bennett, who were the sort of associates, assistants. It was just amazing. And they allowed us to have creative input as well, which was really lovely. Because if something doesn't make sense to you personally, it's not going to shine through on stage. So it was really nice for them to ask us our ideas and how we felt about doing stuff. And it was just a joy to work with them. Like it never felt like work. It was just that we were just all playing dress up and creating this thing together. And I think that shines through really when something doesn't feel like work. It just feels like we're all having such a lovely time. And that's what it boils down to at the end of the day. It's only a musical. We're just making art. We want to make people smile and laugh and cry and come along on a journey with us. And I think people feel that every night, and the reaction has been amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem like an absolute dream. And from what I've been seeing and hearing online so far, it seems like everyone involved in the show, but also everyone that's going to see it, is just having the best time. Like, what more could you possibly want from a show? And actually, I think that kind of safety net of being on stage brings me quite nicely onto slightly personal question that I wanted to ask you, because I saw you tweet recently being very open about your social anxiety and the fact that meeting up one-on-one with like even your closest friends can trigger that anxiety in you. And it really struck me, because I think there's this potentially quite damaging stereotype that all actors have to be these larger-than-life, outgoing, confident, showy people. And, you know, when we see you on stage in characters like Cher or in Six or Bat Out of Hell, you are all of those things and so much more. And I just wondered, you know, like, as a performer, how do you go about conflating all those parts of yourself? Is it because you're not being yourself on stage?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people, you're hiding behind a character, you have your lines written for you, you know what you have to say, you know where you have to stand, you know where you have to sit. Everything's scripted, so that's fine. And for me, like, some performers don't like singing, like doing cabarets as themselves. They just like to stay behind the character. That's fine. I love getting up on stage and singing my own songs, but everything has to be scripted that I have written down. Like for me, seeing friends is, I love all of my friends, obviously they wouldn't be my friends, but I do struggle sometimes in that sense of, oh my gosh, what am I going to say? What do we talk about? Like, what if we're just sat in silence? Like, that's what always panics me. And I know where the trigger comes from, and I've gone back and worked out where the trigger comes from, but it is that fear of silence. And I know with some friends, I can sit in silence and it's not awkward. But it is the thing of, like, I even thought sometimes, oh, what if I write down some things so I can go into the conversation having like bullet points, which sounds so weird. And I feel like, oh, you should know what you want to say to your friends. But yeah, sometimes if I'm left alone with one person, or even if I'm out with a group of people, but I'm ended up sat next to like one person, like that terrifies me sometimes. But if I'm in a big group and everyone's chatting, everyone's involved in the conversation, I feel like I can step in when I need to and when I feel like I can, as opposed to having to try and make conversation, which scares me.
Oh, bless you. I mean, I guess, like you mentioned earlier, though, you know, Cher herself, this iconic diva of a woman, she started off as really shy and had these nervous tics. So have you found that some of your own anxieties and insecurities kind of feed back into playing a character like Cher, with all of her insecurities too?
Yeah, sure. And I think that's a huge part of acting as well, is drawing on your own experiences. I mean, luckily for me, sort of Lady has gained that confidence a bit more, but she's still in a very vulnerable state. Like, I sort of go up to this part where Sonny and Cher have their divorce. And that's really scary time for her, because he's saying to her, you know, you'll be nothing without me. Like, how do you think you're going to live your life if you don't have me by your side? You were nothing without me. You're so shy and blah, blah, blah. And that's, I've been in those situations as well. So it is good to have those experiences, because you feel like it comes from a true raw place. But then also doing what Cher does and putting on this like front of like, yeah, I'm a fierce woman. I can do this. I don't need a man. I can work through this myself. Also gives me the confidence as a person and as me. Yeah, that gives me the confidence to look at situations in my own life in a very different way. What would Cher do? That's what we have to ask ourselves.
Yeah, what would Cher do?
Yeah.
Absolutely. That is the new life motto, isn't it? Going to get it on a T-shirt. Because she really is this legend of a woman. And I have to say, it's amazing to see her life and career being celebrated in such a wonderful way with something like the Cher Show. So, of course, I have to ask, why should we come and see the Cher Show when it's here in Nottingham?
Oh, gosh. It's just a great night out. You're going to learn so much about Cher's life that you didn't know. You're going to hear all the classic songs. There's 35 songs packed into this show. And as much as it is the life story of Cher, it's funny. Oh my gosh, it is so funny. It's sad. It's joyous. It's heartbreaking. It's going to make you want to like punch your fist up in the air with like, yes, I can do that too. It's going to make you feel fearless. And ultimately it ends in like a huge concert where you can get up, get your phone out, sing along, have a dance. It's got a bit of everything. Why wouldn't you want to come?
Yeah, it certainly ticks a lot of boxes. It's got everything, isn't it? Something for everyone.
Absolutely. Every box, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for chatting to me today. I really, really appreciate it. And if you want to see Danielle in the Cher Show for yourself, it's here in Nottingham at the Theatre Royal from the 7th of June to the 11th. Tickets are available via the link here in the post, and I'll also be doing a full review later in the week to tell you a bit more. For now, though, make sure you're following along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN to stay as up to date as possible on all the latest theatre news. Because, as we always say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.